Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Colossians chapter 1, verses 25 through 28. The Reverend Peter Ill is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Colossians chapter 1. I, Paul, became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. People love a good mystery. There is a reason that Sherlock Holmes stories have been popular since they were written and remain popular today, even being recast in plays, movies, and TV shows. If we simply started listing mystery books and plays and movies and TV shows, we'd be here for a while, listing and thinking about Murder, She Wrote, Hitchcock movies, Perry Mason, Mary Higgins Clark, Father Brown, and my own childhood favorite, Encyclopedia Brown. In all those cases, something has gone wrong, often murder. And we tag along through clues, drama, and suspense to see who done it. Something about what is unclear and unknown being made clear and being made known is wonderfully satisfying, especially if we can say at the end, I knew it back when. But St. Paul writes about the mystery of God, and while it may seem like its own whodunit, this mystery is not a secret. That is Paul's entire point. Four times in Colossians, Paul writes about the mystery that God has made known. This is much more specific than a secret or an unknown or a new insight. Here in Colossians, the mystery is personal. It doesn't refer to an idea, but to a person, the person of Jesus Christ. In Colossians 1:26, the mystery is the Word of God made flesh. Paul's ministry and the ministry of the gospel is to make God known to his saints, and there is no mystery about who the mystery is. It's obviously Jesus. What wasn't fully known, what was mysterious, what had been promised since Genesis 3 and Adam and Eve's fall into sin and God's promise to save them, is now completely revealed. The mystery of God is a mystery no longer. Christ is revealed as the incarnate Word of God, revealed to the church to be the head of the church. But just because the mystery has been revealed doesn't mean that the mystery is fully understood or that we fully comprehend the fullness of Christ's incarnation. If you were reading a mystery novel, you could read that novel again a second time and see all of the clues that pointed to the killer. Mystery movies and shows sometimes at the end have a series of flashbacks or clues to catch you back up. Everything is made clear at the end. There are no extra clues, and the whole thing is wrapped up in a cathartic way. But regarding Jesus' incarnation, this is not something that can be neatly summarized, wrapped up, or comprehended. Even when we see the Old Testament prophecies, and when we see that Jesus has come as the author and perfecter of our faith, we can never and will never fully understand God in the flesh and the mystery that he has made known. God makes known what we need to know that is good for our salvation, But don't confuse that with knowing everything that there is to know about your Lord. Instead, be content to know that He is your Lord and your Savior. Because after all, the Lord Jesus has not simply come to be the final move in a mystery of salvation. He has not come to answer all of your questions or to give you all of the clues. No. He has come to supersede all the questions that you have and to fulfill not only all of your desires and needs, but to give you more than enough, because His grace superabounds and is overabundant for you. Your Lord Jesus is still a mystery. He is revealed to you indeed, but don't confuse this revelation with your ability to understand. That's why this is faith. As the author to the Hebrews confessed in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Jesus is seen, and yet there is truth that He also brings what is unseen and uncomprehended by you. Don't confuse the coming of Jesus and His revelation like the end of a book. Jesus has promised that He will be with us to the end of the age. He will bring us into His eternity, where we will never get enough of His unending presence. After all, He is the mystery of the Word of God in the flesh, for your forgiveness, for your salvation, being made known to you today and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.